The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is something completely normal if a woman does it, but if a guy does it, he gets ridiculed? Raven, producer Sean, my husband has been complaining. Well, he says it's all my fault. Here's why.
What do you think is a double standard, that it's normal for a woman but guys get made fun of?
Having a skincare routine.
Why? Do the guys make fun of you for your skincare routine?
Yeah, it's just a face wash and a lotion. I don't see what the big deal is.
I pushed him to have a face care routine to clean up his face for years.
So how is it your fault now? Because you pushed him? Because I feel like it's your fault because you've mentioned it a couple times and you've called it a routine. It is just a face wash and a lotion.
His friends
routine says to me 3, 4, 5 steps.
My friends make fun of him like he works for L'Oreal now.
Because you make it sound like it takes him an hour.
No. I do the same thing. Like, who cares? Right?
No, I don't know. The guys make fun of him. Oh, you got your fancy lotion? Oh, you got your fancy face wash? Are you gonna clean out your pores next? And I'm like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if somebody was there to steam out my pores or whatever, clean that up. Be fantastic after, by the way. Facial feels incredible.
I do think, though, that there's certain things that women can do and nobody bats an eye. And if a guy does it, then, you know, it gets a little ridicule, a little rubbing from his friends.
You know what? My wife was giving me a hard time. I mean, she's been giving me a hard time about this forever. She says that I take longer to get ready than her, which is absolute nonsense.
You take longer than me.
That is not even close to true. Not even close to true.
Yes. I mean, ask our friends the text messages when they're like, where are you guys? Why are you late? Well, because I'm usually standing at the bottom of the stairs waiting for you to leave.
Get out of here. You haven't decided what you're wearing for 2 hours before we leave.
No, I know what I'm wearing a week before we go.
And you change your mind 18 times before we go. And half the time you say, I got to go without you because you hate everything you have.
It's not true. You take longer than me to get ready.
Yeah, I want you guys both to realize that if I press this even harder, it would be a real argument. It would be a real thing right there. I sit in silence downstairs as I hear the pacing going on back and forth. Different shoe changes, outfit changes. This is ridiculous. I never take that long to get ready.
I don't know.
But if I did, what would be the problem with that?
I was going to say you should challenge yourself, live a little, pressure her, see what happens.
People are always surprised because my husband loves to shop. And I think that he gets made fun of by his friends. Like my cousin Keith was just giving him a hard time the other day. He's like, I've been wearing the same T-shirts for 30 years. Paul, are you going to go to Nordstrom again today? Paul loves to shop.
Depends what we're shopping for.
Yeah.
Depends what we're shopping for.
You know, it's weird because when it comes to like lunches, like I'm the one who packs lunches. When Isaac's like in school, I pack his lunch. I make lunch for I pack my own lunch. I pack Rachel's lunch for work. And everyone's always like, why doesn't she do it? Like, isn't that like what typically the mom does? I'm like, so, I don't know. I didn't think that was a thing.
Mr. Mom. They're still making fun of Mr. Mom all these years later.
Listen.
Seems stupid.
I would absolutely love if you packed lunches for me. Do
Anna's kids. Right.
There's certain things, though, that if, you know, we were talking about this earlier today, too, about the man purse. I just got back from Italy. Every guy wears a man purse everywhere you went. Men wear man purses. And and when I walked into Ferragamo and I picked up a purse and I was looking at it, the guy said to me, he said to me in Italian, he's like, that's a man's purse, ma'am. And I was like, I don't know how that makes me feel. Like, yeah. I kind of like it. We both wear it? So I think it's weird that in America, it's weird if a guy wears a purse, right?
Not considered manly.
Yeah.
Nope, not at all.
Double standards. What do you think is completely normal for a woman but not a man? 1-800-330-9999. Oh, it's a double standard. My husband was complaining that his friends make fun of him because he has a skincare routine. And he's like, if a woman has a skincare routine, it's great. She's just taking care of her skin. But I have one, and everybody makes fun of me.
Yeah, completely acceptable, again, for a woman. Especially, I mean, they could start at any age, too, right? Like, there's no judgment here.
What do you think is a double standard? That if a woman does it, nobody blinks an eye. But if a guy does it, there's some hesitation. 1-800-330-9999. Taylor, what's a double standard? Woman does it, completely normal. Man does it, poor guy gets made fun of.
I think getting a manicure and getting their eyebrows waxed. Like, my uncle is, like, the toughest person I know, football coach for Stanford. Like, he gets his eyebrows waxed, gets a manicure, and I think it's the manliest thing ever.
You just outed him, but I do both those things. And if I don't do those things, if I miss one of those appointments, I hear about it from the people who know me best. But your husband would never get a pedicure, Anna.
My husband would never get a pedicure, and he would never get his eyebrows waxed. And he has that crazy eyebrow thing now, where like four of them will grow 6 feet longer than the other
ones. Oh my God, you gotta take them to a professional.
No, I do it myself. I chase them.
I wish my fiance got his eyebrows waxed and his toes done.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my husband won't do that stuff either.
Manny Petty, best $45 you can spend, although prices are up right now. Their prices are up. Yeah.
Very expensive.
And everything's an add-on now.
Yeah.
You want the scrub, another $10.
Yep.
You
yep.
want the callus remover? Oh yeah. You know, the pumice stone. Oh, yeah. All these things go up.
It's a double standard because when I sit down next to a man getting a pedicure, I do a double take. I'm like, huh, all right.
I like it so much, I don't want you on your phone when I'm getting a mani-pedi.
Nobody wants anyone on the phone when they're getting a mani-pedi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we agree on that.
Yeah, that's... Ricky, what's something that's normal for a woman to do, but if a man does it, he gets ridiculed?
All right. My buddies give me a really hard time about writing thank you notes. I got my own stationery. I write in cursive, and I write thank you notes, and I write two or three a week, and it's a really nice practice that I do. Gives me a little bit of gratitude, lets people know I appreciate them. One of my buddies found out, and I has not let it go.
And I think it's lovely.
I think it's smart.
Yes.
Listen, that's networking 101 right there, and no guys do it.
Yep.
I don't do it. I should definitely do it. I don't even reply to emails most of the time. You
100%.
Should definitely do that.
I can't begin to tell you how important like handwritten notes are.
And right, just, when you get one.
And following up with a thank you and an acknowledgement of like, I had a really great time meeting you. That stays with people.
Yes.
It does.
100%.
It has opened so many doors for me. You're doing the right thing. Don't listen to your corny friends.
It takes you from one level to the next with somebody that you've just met. That could be a casual thing. That could be like, oh yeah, you know, that's an enjoyable, especially in business or anything like that. I think it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Then why don't you do it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know. Cassidy, how about you? What's something that's normal for a woman to do, but if a man does it, he's ridiculed?
Well, I took my husband to a sourdough class, and now he bakes bread. And some of his friends think it's funny that he's the one that's baking and not me.
I would love if my husband decided to cook and just, like, bake for fun. That would be great.
I deal with some baking bigotry. I deal with some baking bigotry.
Raven... are you still on the kick where you're making all those cakes, Raven?
I'm a super great cake baker guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually making one for the family this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Raven said after he had baked 4 cakes that he was going to have a cookbook.
Yeah.
Which I explained to him, like, takes an entire year and you have to have recipes.
No, I had a title on everything. It was going to be called Secrets My Mama Told Me.
Right.
Was one of them. Right. Another one was All My Years.
All your years of the last 3 weeks of baking cakes.
Yeah. Third one, Cake Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of those could have been there. Bake that bread, bro. Good for your husband. Is the bread good?
Yeah.
Do you have oil and salt and things to dip it in at home?
Yes.
Yeah, keep on baking that bread.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.